Blog Talk Radio.
Speaker, so that's what y'all hear.
hopefully that ring will stop. If I don't overmodulate, I may have to cut it down. So, nevertheless, I'm not even coming through this here particular mic. I don't know why I'm doing that. But in other words, we are not going to worry about that. I want y'all to live out with me, man, for just a few minutes. I want to say right off the top that we don't have very much by way of any church announcements at this point in time. Nothing but just the regular thing. In my home church at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where we are full-time minister now, my pastor is Reverend Christopher Williams at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and I'm down the second, third, and fourth Sunday, but on the first Sunday is on that New Salem CME, where the pastor is Reverend Ernie Wheeler, and everybody is doing so far so good and everything. COVID has not claimed anybody, not one member. We know of a lot of people that have went away through by what they say the COVID, but nevertheless, not in the inner circle. The circle has not been broken, and we thank God for that. We thank God for it being what it is. And so with that, I will go and visit to say, y'all, if I had to just outline or put a spotlight on a particular song, this is the one I want to put a spotlight on tonight. And it's called Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. That's an old faith. Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. That was the one I would like to spotlight tonight. And tonight, on the subject matter, I'm going to talk to y'all. I got something I got to let y'all to see it, to get y'all enlightened about this thing called Christianity. Because it's not a religion. It's a relationship. A lot of people don't know that. They get caught up in religion and religiosity and all this, which has nothing to do with Jesus at all. Now, as you see, I don't have no Bible in my hand. But I'm going to give y'all a scripture that I want you to reference so you can see that I'm telling you straight up. Because I know my Bible pretty decent. I don't claim to know it all, but I know my Bible pretty decent. And if I tell you something's in there, it's in there. But the one scripture that I want y'all to look on your own, if you have time, I want you to look it up. It's the letter Paul left the title, the very first chapter, and the second verse. And in that second verse, you will see where God has promised eternal life. And he say he's a God that cannot lie. He's a God that cannot lie. So now what I want to talk about tonight, y'all, is this. If God said it, that sells it. That sells it. Now, you see, I thought y'all the loop then, see, because I know y'all been used to hearing people say, God said it, I believe it, and that sells it. Well, you, honey, whether you believe it or not, ain't got nothing to do with it. If God said it, that sells it. You ain't got to believe it. So I'm here to tell you that tonight. But I want y'all to reference that scripture. It's a Paul letter to Titus. The first chapter, the second verse. God has promised eternal life from the beginning, from before the beginning of the world. He had promised it. And he's a God that cannot lie. I want y'all to remember that now. God cannot lie. And then what did I just say? What did I say the subject matter was? I want somebody to type it in there for me, and I'm going to see y'all listening. Type it in the chat. Tell me what did I say the subject matter was going to be for tonight. I said he's a God that cannot lie. That's the scripture that I wanted you to read, the second verse. God cannot lie. But my subject matter, what did I say the subject I was going to take? What was the subject? I just said it. Now I want to see. Now if you can't tell me, somebody can't tell me what I said, then I know you ain't paying attention. So I'm not going to say it right now. I'm just going to keep it to myself. But I've already said it one time, so if you can repeat it, then I know you're listening. Okay, I haven't seen anybody tag it and put it in there yet, so I guess y'all ain't listening. So you need to stop whatever stuff you're doing and listen to the gospel and put all the other stuff away. Nevertheless, in Titus, Paul told him that God had promised eternal life from the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, and he was a God that he cannot lie. God cannot lie. And I just want to tell y'all, since ain't nobody put it up there, you may not even be listening to me now. But nevertheless, I said, if God said it, that settles it. That was what I want to talk about. Remember, if God said it, that settles it. I know you see y'all, your attention span ain't this long. You see what I mean? This how come we miss stuff because our attention span, we have too much on our mind. All right. Let me see. I'm trying to see what you said. I can't hardly read this letter. It's so small. Okay, but at any rate, God cannot lie. In Scripture, we see here that in another place, in the Psalm, we see David made mention in the 37th Psalm. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, evil be thy ends of the workers of iniquity, but they shall soon be cut off. The word of God. They will soon be, the wicked will be cut off. Well, now, brothers and sisters, that's what it says, that David penned that in the 37th Psalm. But there's another scripture. Says God get no pleasure out of the punishment of the wicked. He get no pleasure out of that. God doesn't want to see his creation suffer at all. But we choose that, people, when we just fail to do what God's law and precepts state. We choose that. But now I got something here that I observed over the years since I've been on the internet. I've seen a lot of people come, and I've seen a lot of them go. I've seen a lot of them come and a lot of them go. I've even took the Bible study, which I wish I could say I've been having the Bible study ever since I've been on the net, but I would not be telling the truth if I told y'all that. If Bible study came a few years after I got on the net. I got on the internet in 1998, and I don't think I started this Bible study until like around probably 2007 maybe. 2008, I want to say 2008 more than likely. I believe it was right around that time that I started this Bible study, because it's been going for about 13 years now. But at any rate, I've seen a lot of people go, and I've seen a lot of them come. And just as Jesus had disciples that they followed him at one time, but when the teaching got hard, they left. If you go to John 6, chapter 66, verse, you'll see that where many of his disciples left and stopped following him and never came back. But Jesus never went running behind anybody. And I'm just like, I try to be like the Lord himself. I'm not going to run behind people. You know, I told y'all that you cannot make grown people do anything. If you got to... My cousin is a minister. I got a cousin that's a minister, and I also got a younger brother that's a minister of the gospel. Say the same thing. You shouldn't have to make people do anything. If you got to make them do it, it's no good. It's no good. I want people to do something for me because they want to do it, not because they're being forced or coerced to do it. But at any rate, Jesus never ran behind those disciples that left him. And like I said, I've seen many come and many go. Because of the thing didn't go the way they wanted it to to go, oh, maybe I didn't say the right thing that they wanted me to say, or they thought that maybe I should have said something that I didn't say, and so they moved on. Well, that's their prerogative. That's their prerogative. But what I'm here to tell y'all tonight, if the Lord say so, is to get you to see that you can always, remember what the scripture was, God is a God that cannot lie. And for some reason here, I just lost my video for some reason. I don't know what happened, but I just lost the video feed. And I don't even know whether or not that I'm yet broadcasting to y'all the audio or not. But I see that I have lost the video because I don't even see my video displaying anymore. So I'm not going to worry about that. Uh-oh. It done went. Said something went wrong. I'm going to try it again. Y'all just be patient. I'm still on live on the phone call. Thank God for the phone, because if it wasn't, I'd be messed up here right now. This is, okay, he says, oh, wow, no internet. That's not true. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I lost my internet connection, people. So y'all on the phone line, y'all just bear with me. Bear with me, bear with me. For some reason, I lost the connection my DSL just went totally out. Now, that is strange. That is very strange. My, my, my. Wow. Out of all time to do that, it shows out. My God. Let me see if I come back, y'all. I'm on. I doubt I can come back in that last setup I had. I doubt I can come back. But we're going to try. We're going to try. So y'all on the streamline, just hold on a second. Just hold on a second. I'm trying to come back in. All right. I think I made it back. Wow. I don't want to have to try that no more. But I think I'm back. I had to get off the DSL and get on my cable connection. That for some reason the DSL just went totally out. That's all right. That's all right. But at any rate, that's Satan trying to stop me from saying what I have to say. But remember, I told y'all that God is a God that cannot lie. So I better go ahead on and get this thing on out there before something else go wrong. Told y'all that Jesus' disciples left him. He let them win. He didn't go running behind nobody. I told y'all that I've had people that come to my Bible study way back when. They came in, some left, some yet, some gone. A lot of them went, a lot of them gone. Can't stop that. Can't do nothing about that. But I'm here to tell y'all tonight that God cannot lie. And if he said it, you can bank on it. Now, the main thing, what I'm looking at tonight is this. A lot of us, we love John 3:16. It's good. Great, great scripture. Great scripture. Got a lot of promise. Yeah. Got a lot of promise. Thank you, Sister Jackie. A lot of promise. For God so loved the word. We know that real good. We got that one down pat. But remember now, God cannot lie. And I told y'all that God does not get into pleasure from the destruction of the wicked. But let me show you why. And remember now, God cannot lie. The main one that I love John 3:16, but I like John 3:17 better. Because if you read John 3:17, it says that, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. See what I'm saying? Through his sacrifice. See, that's what I love. That lets you know right there. Now, he's a God that cannot lie. So if he said, if God, in the words that God sent not his son into the world to condemn it, well, he wasn't telling no lie. So in other words, why are we beating up on ourselves when we make a mess? Do y'all think God is surprised when you make a mess? I mean, ask yourself that question. You are not Jesus. The only thing God looks at is Jesus. If you better hope he's looking at Jesus and not you or me, because if that be the case, we all doomed to go to hell in a handbasket. Right away, the smoke already smoking. We all doomed. But see, he did not send Jesus to condemn the world. He sent Jesus into the world to save it. So this is how come we need to stop trying to put people in hell. Everybody going to hell. You're going to hell. How do you know where he's going? If God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, why are we condemned? See, we are judgmental. And we need to keep our mouths closed. Because we misrepresenting what the Bible said. God don't get no pleasure out of the punishment of the wicked like that. God, the destruction. God don't want to destroy no his creation. He wants to save it. Now, we can choose to go to hell. Remember, I told y'all that no one goes to hell blindfold. You make a conscious decision in everything we do, whether for the good or evil, we're going to make a conscious decision about it, y'all, to do right and wrong. Because if the devil could trick us, it wouldn't be free will. See, just like he did Eve, he deceived Eve. But Adam was not deceived. He's that flat-footed disobeyed. This is what I be trying to get all of us to see about God cannot lie. He sent Jesus not to condemn us, but that we might be saved. But we got to make the choice. We got to make the decision to accept that what Jesus did. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? See, you got to make the decision. Can't nobody else make it for you. And God is not going to make you choose him. You're going to do it on your own accord. That's why he gave every man free will. And what I mean by man, I mean a woman to mankind. So you see, y'all, we got the free will to do what is right. But we got to make the choice and the decision. Are we going to follow what Christ told us to do in his mandate? Or are we going to follow Satan, the god of this world? Remember, y'all, Satan is the god of this world. Why? Because Adam gave it to him. But now Jesus came and redeemed man from the curse of the law. See, we are no longer under that law now, because Jesus has satisfied God's justice. So once we are born again, and we accept Jesus as our Lord, we are no longer now up under the curse and up under the bounds of Satan. Oh, yes, we are still in this world. And remember now, God cannot lie. Jesus said, in this world, we will have what? Trials and tribulations. He done told us that. So I don't know why everybody, every time something happens to you, you got to think that you are the only one. Oh, wildly, woo-woo. What a miserable day. You ain't the only one that's going through something, sister, brother. You're not the only one. Everybody goes through from time to time. Because Jesus said, in this world, we will have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. But I, not me, not you, but I have overcome this world. So in other words, we ain't got to lose our mind just because we think we are the only somebody going through something. Some of us, if we get a headache, we be calling the mortuary. We call the mortician. Just a little bit of a light, slight headache. When we think we are the only somebody going through. And matter of fact, God bless. I hope I'm not being premature in saying this here, but I did have a dear friend of mine, one of my buddies, my longtime friend, his sister just put up on the timeline. Well, my buddy, his wife passed away. I just got it tonight. And You hear 1 minute, y'all, and go the next. And a lot of times people say, well, what was the matter with it? Were they sick, honey? You ain't got to be sick to die. Your time just out. And I don't like for people to, every time they hear about somebody dying or passing away, they get to ask them about what was wrong with them. There ain't nothing got to be wrong with you. Your time is out. And it ain't always a leading tree that falls anyway. But if your time is out, once your time is out, you leave here. Your purpose is done. Mission accomplished. You leave here. And when I got there, I was kind of moved a little bit because I've been knowing. Matter of fact, I was a classmate of mine. And matter of fact, she married one of my best buddies. Like I said, he was this sister that sent his sister sent me the message. She put it up on the timeline. And like I said, all of us been knowing each other for years, members of the same church. And like I said, her brother was one of my best friends coming up, and that was his wife, and I think that passed away. So you see, y'all, we are here 1 minute and we're gone the next. But nevertheless, Jesus done told us all of these things. This is how come I told y'all to look for Titus 1 and verse 2. God promised us eternal life, and he is a God that cannot lie. So if he said the wicked one, they're going to cease from troubling. Guess what? The wicked going to cease from troubling one day. He said he sent his son to condemn the world. Guess what? Jesus not condemning the world. We're going to condemn our own self by not obeying the gospel of Christ. But y'all, we can escape all these things that is about to come upon us. And I'm going to say these last two little sayings there for these last couple of minutes. I want to let everybody know I did connect with my brother Dawkins, Greg Dawkins, and we will be doing some Zoom conferences coming up very shortly. We're going to air them just like I'm airing this here particular study tonight. And Brother Dawkins, I call him a general of the word in prophecy. Me and him have been at this thing a long time, and I call him a general. I call myself a colonel compared to him because he's a general. And we will start doing some Zoom conferences, and we will go on to air them online. So they'll be on Facebook and more than likely probably YouTube as well. And me and Brother Dawkins is inviting anybody that want to come on with us. If you want to have a couple of words to say or come on in there with us and do that, feel free to do so. We are trying to get the word out to the masses. Don't be afraid or ashamed of the gospel. If you got something that you want to say, say it. If you got something you want to say, say it. And if you're in there live with us as we're doing it, you can say something. But that's just like in this here, what I'm doing now. See, y'all can't do nothing that text me. And then I got to try to squint to see what it is. Y'all are on the conference call with us in the Zoom. Then you can speak whatever you want to speak as well. And it'll be real time, just like what we are engaged in. So I wanted to let y'all know that me and Brother Dawson will be doing that in the upcoming weeks. And so, y'all, I mean, me and him had a Zoom conference the other day, and it got hot. It got hot in there because we, two of us in there, love the word and know the word. So you can imagine what we got at a time. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Also, I got my two singers. Sister Anna Joyner, Sister Ruth Morgan Bussey, I got them, my two singers, and my secret weapon. We have formed, and I got a new music production company. It's called Heaven Bound Music Production. That's what I named it. And old brother, we had a good time. We had our first meeting this past Friday out there in my main studio, and we had a good time. I called myself, did a little video clip of us out there, and Lord, my mic was so hot, and then I lost my breath, and I got out of tune my own self. I said, yeah, now you know that ain't going to work, but I ain't going to make no excuse, y'all. But yet and still, though, I know my condition, and those of you that know my condition know why I drifted. But that was that time. I guarantee you, I ain't going to say it won't happen no more because of the condition I'm in. But we're going to try not to let it happen anymore because, I mean, I need to, I got to tune down that mic. So see, that my keyboard mic is the mic I teach from. So I always have that mic hotter than everybody else's mic. And so when we did that recording out there, that video on this past Friday, I didn't adjust my mic to compensate for that. And oh, my God, I lost my breath. I got out of breath and trying to sing, you know, overpowering, and just got straight messed up. Sister Anna on the other hand and Sister Ruth, they did not. They stayed right there with it. And we are getting ready to do some real good things, I believe. And I know the devil's going to raise his head. Y'all, I already know that. The devil's, I'm looking for that. Because we are trying to do something that makes a difference. And I'm looking for the devil to raise his head. But I'm going to do like Jesus said, put the devil up under my feet. In other words, just like Timothy Fleming saying that song, I got the devil under my feet. And he's going down, 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 bringing him down. We're going to do just that. So I just wanted to let y'all know, Sister Jackie, you let Sister Jennifer know. I thought maybe Sister Jennifer would have made it tonight, but I don't know what I did. I thought I went touch base with Sister Jennifer not too long ago, but I think she's dealing with some stuff right now and all. I was trying to get in contact with her, but I will and let her know what's going on because I told her that I wanted to let her know as well as you. I know you knew because I'm quite sure. I think you made a comment on that little video, but I was straightening it. I messed that one up. And we got to redeem. I got to redeem myself from that. So I owe y'all one for that. But nevertheless, we thanking God for at least I have formed the continent. I got two sisters that are very dedicated. They on fine. They ready to go. They converse with me on a very frequently, and I like that. If you're going to be a part of something with somebody, you need to communicate with them. And I like the way they do it. They communicate with me constantly. Matter of fact, I talked to Ms. Ruth today. So in other words, we already thinking about how to do Friday already. And it was just Tuesday. Because like I said, I got a doctor's appointment. I got to see my doctor tomorrow, my 6 month checkup. And then I'm going to get busy with the music, trying to get some stems together so I can put them together where we can start working on our first project. We're going to do that traditional hymn CD I was telling y'all about. We're going to do just that. So with that being said, Sister Jackie, if we do run across Jennifer, let her know that I will be getting in contact with her to let her know about what's going on as well, just in case. Because really, truly, I was thinking about deleting that video because I made a straight mess. But nevertheless, I'm going to let it stay up there. I'm all of us human, so we'll just deal with it in that way. You know what I'm saying? I thank you for y'all for being there and being supportive and everything. And thank y'all, all of you, y'all being coming in the Bible study. We thank every one of y'all tonight. I don't thank you for two of y'all in here tonight, that's you and Bunny. So we thank y'all for that, in other words, because like I said, it's not about Minuteman. It is not about Minuteman. This armband I got here, I got this tip from one of my sisters. It says all about Jesus. That's what it's all about, y'all, not about us. It's all about Jesus. So we're going to do what we got to do, and I'm looking forward to getting some great music out there, music production team that I got. And we just going to go from here, y'all. Pray for us, because I know the devil's going to get up. So pray, because the devil's going to come up. He's going to raise his head up. So with that being said, y'all, I hope you got something out of this Bible study. And always, as I say, you know, whatever you get into it, God, and in it, get out of it. Because it's going to come to nothing. So we're going to end this Bible study in the right, proper way tonight. So we're going to say, I mean, the love of God, may the grace of God, love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest for who's going to abide with these people now, henceforth and forevermore. And everybody say, amen. And we thank y'all for coming, and we will see y'all next week, same place, same time. As we used to say in high school, be there or be square. Y'all have a good night.